and the stuff you need, time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones too, like Thanksgiving go time. Now through Wednesday, get a free $10 gift card when you spend $50 on food and beverages, including Butterball turkey for only 99 cents a pound. For leftovers, because they're going to happen, stock up on Glad or Reynolds Wrap for just $2.99. Get in, out, and on your way. Target run and done.
To get started here. Official comes to center court. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled. Well, the ball still loose. Now finally controlled by Riley Walker, and the Mountain Home Lady Bombers will have the first possession of the game. They are moving right to left in this first half. Walker throws over on the right wing to Pfeiffer. Looks like Greene County Tech starting off in a man-to-man defense. Pfeiffer takes the screen, dribbles up to the top, gives it to Martin on the left side. Throws it to Husky there on the wing. Husky will dribble up between the circles. Finds Foreman toward the right side. There on the wing goes to Pfeiffer. She's trying to decide what she wants to do with it. Now she's heading towards the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass, no good. Scramble for the rebound, ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Greene County Tech basketball as we are 36 seconds into this contest. Greene County Tech with their first possession of the evening. Ball goes over on the right side with Edgar. Now up top to Boyd. Now over on the left side, it goes with Grambling. Ball's up top once again. Looks like Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball's over on the right side with Thomas. Now she drills towards the left, gives it there to Edgar. Now it goes up top to Potter. Potter will give it to Thomas, who has it between the circles. She'll reset the offense. Ball goes over on the left side to Potter. Back over to Thomas. Down on the right side it goes. Now up top. Over to Potter. Over on the left side now to Grambling. They're throwing some quick passes. Kind of hard to keep up with it. The ball's knocked out of bounds as they tried to do a pass on the low block. Good defense there by Mountain Home. It will be Greene County Tech basketball. 6:37 left to play in this opening quarter. No score as of yet. Edgar will inbound the ball on the baseline. She gets it in to Potter, who immediately puts up the jumper. Good. Haley Potter gives Greene County Tech the first lead in this game, 2-0. Here's Walker into the front court. She gives it to Pfeiffer. Throws it up top to Foreman. Now there to Martin. Martin's going down into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night, and we're knotted up at 2 apiece. 6:11 left in this opening period. Ball goes over to Edgar. To Grambling. Now ball's with Thomas. Down to Potter. Potter's dribbling into the lane, now kicks it out to Boyd. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound controlled by Foreman, and back comes Mountain Home. 5:50 left in the first quarter. Lady Bombers with a chance to have their first lead of the contest. Walker picks up her dribble, gives it to Foreman. She's trying to decide where she wants to go with it. Over to Pfeiffer on the left side. Now Pfeiffer takes the screen. Dribbles towards the top, going down into the lane. Go for the running jumper, partially blocked. Scramble for the loose ball, and looks like a foul will be called on Hannah Pfeiffer. And Greene County Tech will have it going back the other way. Hannah Pfeiffer picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one for Mountain Home on the reach-in. 5:23 left in the first quarter. Tech has it in the front court. Ball goes up top now to Potter. Pass was knocked away, but Boyd is able to get in the right corner. Now she'll give it to Thomas, who's heading down towards the lane, has the ball knocked away from her, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Tech basketball on the baseline. 5:04 left in the first quarter. Again, we're tied at 2. Edgar will trigger the inbound pass. She gets it in to Boyd, who will set up the offense. Ball goes over to Edgar, down in the corner now to Thomas. She has it now on the wing. Throws it up top to Grambling. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Tiffany Grambling with her first 3 points of the night. And the Lady Eagles lead 5-2, 4:42 left in the first quarter. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the left wing. Throws it up top to Martin. Over on the right side to Husky. Gives it down to Foreman on the low block. She puts the shot up off the glass and in. And a Grace Foreman in perfect position for that basket. 5-4, Tech leads it. 4:24 left in the first quarter. Ball goes down to Boyd just outside the paint. She finds a cutting Haley Potter going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Haley Potter with 4 points. 7-4, Tech leading it. 4:08 left in the first quarter. Walker picks up a dribble on the left wing. Now she's trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds a cutting Pfeiffer. She stops just outside the lane. Gives it back to Walker. Over to Husky on the left wing. Her three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She goes back up with it off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her second straight bucket. She now has 4. 7-6, Tech leads it. Back comes Thomas for Tech. She has it in the right corner. She goes cross-court now over to, oh my goodness, Tiffany Gramling, who banks in a three. Gramling with 6 points, all from behind the arc. 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Lady Eagles lead 10-6. Walker into the front court. Dribbles between circles. Gives it to Martin on the left wing. Finds Foreman just outside the paint. Gives it back to Martin, who cuts into the lane. Going up for the layup. No good, but draws plenty of contact and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Allie Thomas, her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Eagles here in the first half. So Hannah Pfeiffer at the free throw, sorry, that's Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First free throw rolls around and goes in. She now has 3 points. One more coming for Martin. Second shot, no good. She gets one of two. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She's looking to go back up with it. Misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Tech. Grambling into the front court. She gives it to Thomas, who has it up the top. Over to Potter. Back to Thomas. Now ball goes over on the right side. She finds Grambling on the left side. Now goes up top to Edgar. Edgar has it on the right wing. Throws it to Potter. And now it goes back to Edgar, who puts up the three. Good. Wow, three threes already for Green County Tech tonight. 13-7. And Dell Leonard calls a timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:37, let's play in the first quarter. Lady Eagles lead Mountain Home with 13-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
6-point lead for Green County Tech with 2:37 left playing in the first quarter. 13-7 is the score. Mountain Home takes the timeout. Coming out of it, Walker into the front court. Throws it over to Martin on the left side. She tries to give it to Husky in the corner. Ball was knocked away by Gabby Hudson, who checked in during the timeout. It will be Mountain Home keeping possession. Kyra Penn checks into the game for the Lady Bombers as Emma Martin will take a seat. And I believe Tech just has a sub as well. See if I can figure out who that was. Walker with the taking the inbound pass, dribbles to the right side, gets it there to Husky on the wing. Finds Penn on the low block. She's going up for the basket, off the glass and in. Kyra Penn with her first 2 points of the night. Penn, by the way, a 6'1 junior. 13-9, the Lady Eagles leading it. Ball goes over to Grambling on the left side. Now to Thomas. Cross-court pass now to Hudson. Now to Thomas. Over to Grambling. Now Edgar with it once again. Now to Thomas. Throws it up top to Hudson. Over on the right wing, it goes to Grambling. Thomas with it once again at the top. She's going down towards the lane. Now kicks it out to Hudson. She's going towards the inside the perimeter for the jumper. No good. And on the rebound, looks like a foul will be called, I believe, on Mountain Home. That's going to be on Peyton Husky, her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. 1:42 left to play in the first quarter. It will be Kenley Pritchard, who just checked in just now for the Lady Eagles, inbounding on the baseline. She tries to get it to Shelby Adams, who also just checked in. The pass was over her head. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the unforced turnover. 1:42 left in this first quarter. It is a 4-point lead for Green County Tech. Walker will take the inbound pass from Husky and walk it into the front court. She drills between the circles. Throws it over to Husky on the right side. She takes a screen going down into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws plenty of contact and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Kaylee Edgar. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Eagles. So Peyton Husky at the free throw line for the first time tonight. No one has gone to the charity stripe yet for Tech. 131, let's play in the first quarter as the first free throw is up and in for Husky. That's her first point of the night. Walker will head to the bench for Mountain Home as she's replaced by Emma Martin. So that free throw made a one-possession game once again. She's got one more free throw coming. She gets both. 2 points for Husky, and it's a two-point lead for Tech. 13-11 our score. Less than a minute and a half left in this first quarter. Here is Adams into the front court. I'm sorry, that is Pritchard with it. Now goes to Adams. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Basket counts, and looks like a foul away from the ball. They're going to call an offensive foul away from the ball, but they're still going to count the basket. So that was Shelby Adams with her first 3 points of the night. I missed who the foul was called on. That's the I do know it's the 13th foul against the Lady Eagles. Here's Husky into the front court. She dribbles, throws over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Her three-pointer good. Hannah Pfeiffer with her first 3 points of the night, and it's a two-point game once again. Here is Adams throwing it over to Hudson. Now ball goes down on the low block to Kellett, who just checked in a little bit ago. Kellett throws it up top to Kenley Pritchard. By the way, that is Sabrina Kellett, by the way. She is a 5A junior. Pritchard throws it over to Hudson, to Adams now on the left side. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball goes up top to Pritchard. Now she'll throw it to Hudson. Her three-pointer, no good. Long rebound. Adams had it for a moment, but it was knocked away. Stolen by Mountain Home. Back on the Lady Bombers. Pfeiffer throws it to Husky, and she shuffles her feet a little too much and gets called for traveling. 27.3 seconds left in the first quarter. It's a two-point lead for Greene County Tech. Two more subs for the Lady Eagles as Allie Thomas checks back in, and also checking in for the first time tonight is Claire Johnson, a 5'4 senior. Gabby Hudson is one of the ones that went to the bench for the Lady Eagles. Two-point lead for Greene County Tech, as looks like they're going to hold for the last shot of the quarter. Ten seconds left. Thomas will dribble toward the right side, gives it to Pritchard, who tries a three, no good. 3 seconds left. Foreman can't handle the pass, and now with 1/10 of a second left on the clock, it will be a jump ball, and the ball will go to Tech. That's not enough time to do a catch and shoot, so they'll just have to let that 1/10 of a second tick off the clock. And that is the way this first quarter is going to end, as the ball goes into Pritchard. After 8 minutes of play, our score is Mountain Home trailing Greene County Tech 16-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratesi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic.